let's have a quick look at why we need these pieces of information. Financial statements, obviously, you know, if you're going to try and value a business, you want to try and see the bigger picture of what they've got. Non-current asset summaries, because you want to see the individual non-current assets they've got, because remember, financial statements put everything together as a whole, they aggregate things, and also they show them at different values, whereas a non-current asset summary, you can actually see the breakdown, and then you can go about working out the fair value of those. Investments held, again, so it's not just one heading, so it's split up, and of course, if you like the fair value of those, and you'd like to see what sort of investments they are. Are they going up? Are they going down? What's the trend of those? Working capital listing, again, so that we can see who the debtors are, how old the debtors are, do we need to make provision for bad debts, that sort of thing. Lease agreements, so you can see how much capital is outstanding, or at the very least, what your commitments are in the future. Budgets, so you can have a look at what the possible sales and what the forecasts are, because that will obviously affect the future value of a business. And also, talking about future value, the current industry environment, how is that doing? Is it an industry moving upwards, or is it an industry in decline?